Okay, I'm Kayla, and I'm the interviewer of the meeting. You can say your names.
Hi, my name is Teresa Pascual.
My name is Ana Alvarez.
I'm basically just going to go over the lifestyle, hobbies, sports, transportation, and education of their lives that have changed since coming here. So I'm going to ask you guys questions and one just go and the next one go.
Okay.
So can you say your birthday?
Yeah, September 3rd, 1985.
October 13, 1978.
And then where are you from?
I'm from Mexico.
I am from Ecuador.
And when did you come here?
I came here from almost 6 years ago.
8 years ago.
You guys have been here for a long time. I didn't expect that. So you go to TCC, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm studying.
What's your major?
I want to be personal trainer.
Personal trainer?
Mm-hmm.
Like fighting? And like working
no,
out?
No, workout. Yeah, working out. I love workout, is why.
I wish I did.
Now is I am in house. I moved from Texas.
Yeah.
Six months ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm to Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. And then, so when you moved here, you went to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And have you been in Tulsa the whole time?
No, I'm from Texas too. I live there. When I came here, I get here in Tulsa, and then I moved to Dallas 2 years, and I come back here since 7 months ago.
Okay. What was your guys' first impression when you guys came here?
The Tulsa?
Mm-hmm. Or like when you just came to
the United States?
Yeah.
The United States, the first impression for me is the big city.
Yeah.
But the first time I think the New York, oh man. Yes, but when I was in the United States the first time is in the Texas.
Yeah,
but it's a little tough.
A little.
Oh my God, it's a little bit because I am going from Quito. Quito is capital of the.
Oh.
Ecuador. So this is big city. You think, oh my God, is it a little small city? I don't have anything. You think, okay. No, it's the United States. Okay.
Yeah, that's
but
a big change.
Impression for me, yes. But it's good. It's good city.
You like it?
Secure.
Yeah.
It's safety. It's good.
Mm-hmm. And what was your impression?
When I came here, I feel like scared. I feel like... I don't know why I'm here, because I came myself without my family, and all my family was in Mexico, and I'm like, what I'm going to
do
here? I know it's pretty, it is big, but still I feel
it's a big change.
Yeah,
I don't have anyone.
Yeah, I don't have idea what is going on, but the only reason when I came here because I want to get better on my life, to improve my life, to help my family, so that's why I came here. But here is pretty. I like here.
Would you guys ever go back to like live,
come back to Ecuador?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know now. I moved in here for my husband because my husband worked an international company.
Yeah,
just move in here. It's rotate in different places and countries. I don't know whether my next country.
I'm not sure because now I have kids and. And I know here is the better place to them to stay here because Mexico is really dangerous. Now it's a lot of I forgot the word, but there's a lot of people fighting because they are bad persons. So they don't care about if they was fighting. they don't care about another people's there. They just shot everywhere and don't take care about kids, or it is really bad. So that's why I really like Mexico. I really love Mexico, but here feel more comfortable because my kids, they are more safe.
Yeah, I understand. So, what was your education like back home? Like, did you guys go to grade school there? Like, elementary and all that? Elementary.
My kids or what?
No, like yourself. Like, when you lived in Ecuador, did you go to school?
Yes, I graduate. I am chemical engineer. I worked in the United States for maybe 1 year in my profession.
Yeah.
I worked in other things, but it's good because I know different things, different methods.
Yeah.
In my work, but it's necessary. I speak very well. I need more English. I need to learn more English now.
Yeah. And then, so I read this article and it said that, like, in Ecuador, it costs money to go to school past, like, fifth grade or something?
In Ecuador, is the education is free.
Oh, it is?
Yes, it's free.
Okay.
For the school, elementary school, mm-hmm. Secondary, and the university.
Okay.
Yes.
Wait, so you went to college for free?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
The first time. First time you go to the university is free, but you know lots never level or never subject continue free, but when you lost one subject pay. Okay, it's very smart or nothing.
Yeah.
but continue, it's important. Continue again, Ecuador has both public and private schools, university, and all things, but now it's free.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I was confused. I was like, what?
Yeah. No, to me, just I have the ninth grade,
mm-hmm.
because I came from poor family. We are six kids. And my mom, she was by herself because my dad died when I was 2 years. So we don't have enough money to continue my education. So that's why I didn't continue, because we have to have money to continue education, because you don't have, we have public schools,
mm-hmm.
but you have to buy your own books. You have to buy a lot of things. So
yeah, all your things for school.
Yes, and it was really expensive. So my mom doesn't have money to give me. So that's why I stopped to study, and I'm start to work. Mm-hmm.
So what age did you start working?
Around 13.
Oh my, that's young.
Yeah.
Did the food difference, like, impact your move, like, when you came here?
Yeah. All kind of foods is different.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And include when you go to the store, to Mexican, Mexican restaurant, they say supposedly they saw Mexican food, but it's nothing compared. The only real Mexican food can you taste is at home. When you made at home, it is real. And sometimes it can be really, really Mexican food, because sometimes we don't have all the products to prepare something.
Yeah.
You know? So, but we try to do it in this. But when you go outside, or sometimes we don't have enough time to make food, because we have to study, we have to work, we have kids, we had to do a lot of stuff. So that's why sometimes we don't have enough time to make food. But I go to the store and I bought something, but it's really, really different. But now I'm feel more comfortable with the food because and my body is better.
Was it different for you?
Yes, it's different because it's another food. Because it's the, and I don't see the same food in my country.
Was there like fast food restaurants and stuff in Mexico and Ecuador like there is here, like the McDonald's and all of that?
There's McDonald's, Burger King, KFC. Huh?
There are some places like here, but you know, we are Mexican, a lot of Mexican people, they are poor. So you don't have enough money to buy it. Because if you, for example, if you go to the McDonald's, you had to spend like 200 pesos, and with 200 pesos for one person, if you go to the store and buy things to make food with 200 pesos, you have for a lot of people. Yeah. So that's why almost never go to the McDonald's because I don't want to spend a lot of money because if I spend a lot of money that day or the next day, I don't have food. Yeah, that's why.
What's your favorite place to eat here? Like, if you eat out?
Thank you.
Yeah.
To me, Olive Garden. I love Olive Garden. I love fettuccine Alfredo.
That's my favorite food. Yeah.
There's Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse?
Yes, I like. It's good.
So like when you live back home, like what type of things do people do? Like people here watch like sports and all of those things, you know? Like what did you guys do when you lived back home? Like sports is a big thing in the United States. Was it a big thing there? Or was something else like more?
And Mexico, soccer.
Soccer?
Football, soccer, yeah, it's the most bigger.
Important sport.
Yeah, it's important sport. For us here, I saw the American football, right? Yeah, but I really do know how you guys played it because sometimes when I watch TV, I can understand nothing because I don't know nothing. So, but when I saw soccer, I love it.
Yeah,
because I do know about it.
You know about it. So it's easier.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in Ecuador, practice is soccer is the important sport.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't see practice in Ecuador, football, American football. I don't see.
You don't like it?
For me, I now
it's all
a
right.
little understand because first time you see, I understand what happened.
Because soccer, you never have to touch the ball with your hands.
Yeah.
And football, American football, you grab the ball with your hands.
Yeah.
It's really, really different.
You tackle people and like.
Yeah.
But that's the difference.
But look interesting.
I don't understand it that much myself, so.
Okay.
Was it hard to adapt to the like American lifestyle?
Well, because we live better here. We have a lot of things. If we are in Mexico, we don't have almost nothing. But the living here is because we have to work hard to take what I want, to pay all bills. Because if I am Mexico, I don't have to pay rent because I have my own house.
Yeah.
I had to pay bills, but it's not like here.
It's not a bit expensive.
Yeah, expensive. But if I really want to save money you know, to, because my kids sometimes want, hey, I want to go buy shoes or clothes or something,
yeah.
Or we want to go vacations or go eat out. I had to have money.
Yeah.
But I had to work hard to get money. And I don't have enough time to spend with them.
Yeah.
Because I'm focused on to get money, but I lose time with my kids. This it is doesn't like to me.
Yeah, it's not like that in Mexico. It's like the opposite, right? Like you spend more time with your family.
Yes, I really want to. I really want to, but yeah, I can't.
But you can't.
Yeah.
No, I understand. I work a lot.
Yeah.
Everything is expensive. Like,
yes, it's very expensive in the United States.
Especially right now, like gas.
The rent.
Yeah. It's really, really high.
Yeah.
Kids, sometimes it is weird because kids, they really want to stay with you, but they want to get things.
Yeah.
Sometimes they say, Mom, why you go to work again? And I said, okay, because you asked me for a lot of things. Okay, I can stay with you, but I don't going to buy nothing anymore for you. Okay, go work.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yeah, because they are kids and yeah, they want things, but when they grow up, sometimes they say, oh, you never stay with me. You leave me alone for a long time.
Yeah.
It is hard. I'm mom, and I feel really, really bad when I left my son in a daycare. I almost cry every single day. It's hard.
How many kids do you have?
I had 4, but my first one, he died a lot of time ago. Now I have 3, but the little one, he's almost 3. The oldest one, she's 16 and 12, but they don't care.
They don't care anymore.
But my little one, oh, he always like so sad. He look at me like, oh, it breaks my heart.
Do you have any kids?
Yes, two kids.
How old are they?
10 and 5 years.
10 and
old.
5? Mm-hmm. So do you guys stay in like the Tulsa area, or mm-hmm, do you live in BA or?
Yes, in Tulsa. Maybe it's near the Broken Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the middle. Yeah.
So do you guys have any siblings?
Yes, I have one sister.
One sister? Do you have any?
Yeah, we are 6.
6?
Yes, I had 2 brothers and 3 sisters. I mean, I have 4 girls and 2 boys.
Did you guys know, when you came here, did you know anyone or have anyone that came with you? Or were you just alone?
Alone.
When you come to the U.S.?
Yeah, I stay in Tulsa. Mm-hmm. It's alone. My family with
yeah,
me. No parents, no family. No, it's alone.
Have you gone back to visit?
Yes, my mother visited maybe 1 or 2 times on the year. I am going to visit my family or family, my sister, friends, uncle, cousin, all family. It's one year for the vacation. I'm going to
That's nice.
Travel for my country. Mm-hmm.
To me, I have 1 sister. She lives in Dallas, Texas, and my brother, he lives on Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, and my mom, she came every year too.
She came every year to visit you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's nice. What is your guys' like feeling about COVID?
Difficult.
Yeah.
COVID was
crazy.
The all year very difficult because it's staying home with kids, all thing, stress, all. People outside and
yeah,
the work, yes, was difficult, and I cannot see the family, not visit the family,
yeah,
because it's danger. It was
hard.
And the work is down.
A lot of people lost their jobs.
Yeah, since COVID came, all our lives changed.
Yeah.
All. Our jobs, our family, we can go out. It makes us feel insecure because I feel like I got COVID 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was terrible. I didn't have to go to the hospital. I stayed at home with my family. They too were sick. But I feel glad because we are here, we are good, but it is really terrible, and more for the other families, they lose two or more persons.
I lost two in a matter of 2 days.
It is really terrible. It is like, because I can't understand how the life has like suddenly changed everything, so we're still here and we are safe for now.
Yeah,
because COVID is
goes down completely.
But I really feel bad for people who lost their families, and the most bad thing when the kids lost their parents together. Yeah. I know people, they lost their parents. It is really, really bad because they lost the person who protect them, who take care of them. I know there are more people who can take care of their kids, but never like parents, never.
Yeah.
It is really sad.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Yeah.
What's your guys' plan after finishing TCC? Like, are you going to go to university or?
No, maybe I have a work, maybe. Mm-hmm. It's one possibility. I want to continue my career.
Yeah.
This is important for me, but it's difficult. One is the English, and another is my kids, because it's the same, all day kids alone.
Yeah.
I mean, no working. I am look because my husband have your work is good.
Yeah.
And just I can stay with my sons. So this is good.
Well, it's good for you.
Yes, I hope work next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me, I really want to continue my education, because when I stopped to go to the school, I remember it was sad to me, because I really want to go, because my partners they went to the school, so I really want to go, but I didn't say nothing because I didn't know my mom doesn't have enough money, so I had to work.
Yeah.
So, and I remember that every night in my dreams, I was in school. Every night. It is really sad, but because I really want to. So every night I in my dream, I was in school.
Hmm.
Yeah. And in... Now, I really want to continue, but first I want to know English.
Yeah.
Because it's really, really important, because maybe you now know I like to talk a lot.
Yeah.
I talk a lot, and I really like to talk with other people. And I really want to understand what they say, because sometimes I feel bad, because now I feel better, but after I start to study, I feel bad, because some people came to me and say something and they laugh and they smile. I don't know what you're saying. Maybe they say something good, but I couldn't understand. So I feel like, why
Yeah.
Why not? That's why I start to study, because I really like to talk a lot.
Yeah. Do you have the option to take like an English class where you can learn here?
Yes, I do time, because I had to stop to work. Well, I continue work, but less than after. I mean, the before, but I had to work too. But the only bad thing is I have less time with my kids.
Yeah.
But I know it is gonna help me.
Yeah.
Because when I go to the doctor with them, they say, you need translator. I say, yes. But when they translate what I say, sometimes I really want to say it to the doctor. Why not? And sometimes, when I go to the school with teachers, it's really important.
Yeah.
Because the big change, we did the big change when came here. It was really sad, because we left our family. Now we did it. We stay here, so yeah. We have to improve our language. It is not to. No, I think it's more easy than came here. To me.
Is there like a difference in the way people treat each other here than like back home? Like, I know in other countries, some people are like more like there for each other, and it's like a community. And even though like Tulsa is a community, like people like don't have each other's backs as much as in other countries, you know, like they're not there for other people. You know what I'm saying?
I don't
know
where to write. I couldn't understand well what you say.
Yes, please.
So can you repeat that, please?
So like in Mexico, people are like more genuine and like are there for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it is?
Like they are more together as family.
Yeah, like everyone is like nice to each other and helps each other.
Sometimes, not always. Sometimes there are some mean people.
Yeah.
But we try to help each other, and when I was younger, sometimes my mom doesn't have enough money to make food, so she sent me to my neighbor and said, "Hey, can you have one tomato?" And they said, "Oh yeah." And sometimes they came to our house and we had tomatoes and we give it to them, and we help each other. But sometimes there are mean people too. So
like here, I don't feel like people are as more like nice. Like in the U.S., I don't feel like people are as nice.
Yeah,
like help each other.
I don't know my neighbors. You know, I don't see any people in here. Yes, I see people in a school, but not in neighbor.
Yeah,
neighbor.
So have you guys like made friends here and stuff? Like you have friends?
Mm-hmm. No,
nothing. Why not?
One or two friends.
She doesn't work. That's why.
Yes.
And I had two jobs.
Where do you work?
I work for Macy's, warehouse, and I work as a waitress in a Mexican Tex-Mex store restaurant. So they are really friendly. There are a lot of people nice.
Yeah.
When I try to say something, and I know I didn't say well, but they try to understand me, so they are really nice persons. And also with my neighbors, because I always wave to them and they back to me. So
on the school, I know the other parents, mothers, sisters,
yeah.
Very nice
people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here are a lot of nice people. In some signs, I saw person they doesn't like Hispanic people, and they like they look at me in my case I saw some people, but I don't take care. I'm like, okay, I don't care. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
It's not my I didn't do nothing wrong. So
yeah.
But most people here is really nice. Yeah. Yeah, I'm focused on them.
On the church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you go back to work, do you plan to like branch out and like make friends and like?
Yes, because it's difficult to communicate.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, but on the other part, it's more easy because they, I the same things.
Yeah.
The talk, and then when another person is, oh my gosh, what say?
Yeah, it's hard.
Yes.
Well, that's like all the questions I have. Is there anything
y'all
want to say? To end it? Is there anything y'all want to say to end it? Like anything else you think is important?
Thank you for came here with us. Thank you to meet with us.
You're welcome. Thank you guys.
Thank you to take your time with us.
Yes.